Yes, amen. Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Using My Keys broadcast. This is Pastor Valerie Burrell with the Empowerment Place. Grateful for each of you who are joining us this evening. We are especially grateful for our special guest, my friend, my sister, Arthur Avril Somerville. Avril, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me at the Empowerment Place. I'm really excited to have been invited and to now be here and share in conversation with you, my friend and sister. So,
amen, amen. For those who are listening and are unfamiliar with this phenomenal woman, she is indeed an author, and she takes her writing seriously. But more than that, Avril is a woman, and she's a mother, she's a wife, she's a daughter, she's a sister, she's a friend. But she's a woman, and this is from my heart. I could read her bio, and it's on the it's on the promote. You can read it for yourself. But I just have to share with you all, the essence of this woman is so captivating. Avril and I connected on first sight, me doing a part-time job and she doing her job,
yes,
working for a college. And and in a few moments, God just connected us in such a way that our friendship has lasted over the years. We don't see each other often, really don't get to talk a lot. But who she is and who God is continuing to create her to be, to fulfill her kingdom purpose in the earth, speaks volumes to those who are watching her life. When I think of the scripture that says a living epistle being read of men, I have no doubt that when God looks upon Avril and the things that she's doing in the earth to fulfill purpose, that he is pleased and he knows that she is indeed a vessel of honor, one that he takes pleasure in, because she's all about fulfilling purpose and in that helping other women to fulfill purpose. So, Avril, we're grateful. Tonight she's going to be sharing with us from her heart based on her book. The topic is, are you still living your journey of life on purpose? So, Avril, I'm going to turn it over to you if you would open us in prayer, and then let's just flow according to the Spirit. Amen?
Amen. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Valerie. I am teary-eyed. Thank you.
Amen.
Let's just pray. Let me just say a small prayer before we get started. Dear God, most gracious and merciful, cherishing and sustain of all the world, there is no God but you. In you we put our trust. Because of your grace, we are here for friendship and fellowship, for transparency and truth-telling. We ask that you sanctify and anoint this space. Thank you for your humble servant, Minister Valerie Burrell, and for the outpouring that you have allowed from the Empowerment Place. We ask that you bless those who might hear. Soften hard hearts and incline them to your understanding, your wisdom, and your love. We are more than aware of the magnitude of the forms that you have given us. May we use them to which your purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. But that,
as we're getting started, we have several callers on the line tonight. If at any time you have a question, as Minister Avril is sharing a question or a comment at the end, just press 1 and we're able to bring you live. If you begin to hear something that you know will bless somebody else, text your friend, send them an email, Twitter, something. Let them know that we're on the air live and that they need to be a part of this conversation. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Thank you. And I also appreciate that. And a couple of house. You can always find me at on the web on my blog home at SomerEmpress.com. That's SomerEmpress.com. And on Twitter with the same handle, as well as Instagram, SomerEmpress. So that's just the social housekeeping things I'm supposed to take care of. Today, what I want my listeners to understand is that a journey of life on purpose has several meanings. First, there's the journey itself. Webster defines the journey as an act of traveling from one place to another. But for me, the word journey is a perfect metaphor for life, if you will. We're always in movement, going through transition, getting somewhere, resting somewhere, though not often or even long enough. Or we're departing from yet somewhere else, physically or otherwise. We're always growing from one person to another, or taking on another emotional state, going from one emotional well-being to another. So we are always in movement. We're always journeying. We're sojourners. Then it also talks about on purpose, so a journey of life on purpose. And on purpose, really, the word on really suggests an intentionality. It's part of a greater consciousness that's directed at something that might not yet exist, but in so directing, there's a potential for it to exist. So we kind of put all of our energies into that thing that we want to see materialize. So I talk a lot about love, and I try to live love. I try to be love and try to embody love in my, just in my living, because it is my intention that that love and feel a certain kind of authenticity that comes with it, and a compassion and empathy, if you will. So I wrap my hands around that concept quite a bit in my living and in my writing, and I know that because I understand the levity of our, I mean, the seriousness of our gift, and the integrity of myself as a woman, I'm very intentional when I write, very deliberate. So that's the whole intentionality part of the journey. But then when I look at purpose, I think of purpose as subject or defining one's purpose. For me, that meant finding my purpose and taking the journey. In writing A Journey of Life on Purpose, I was seeking to engage others through the written word. And in doing so, I found that my purpose is to be a writer of resonance and substance, a woman of integrity, as a wife, a mother, a sister, a friend, a daughter, a servant of faith and heart and love who seeks to please God's heart first and foremost. So to me, that is what A Journey of Life on Purpose is all about, the journey itself, intentionality, and setting out to live a life on purpose once you have the clarity of that purpose. So today itself, July 3rd, marks the eve of the first year anniversary of the book, A Journey of Life on Purpose. And honestly, I couldn't find a more fitting question to ask of myself as I reflected on the year that passed. Am I still living my journey of life on purpose? Am I still focused on those heart matters, such as service and community engagement, empathy, harnessing the creative spirit, sisterhood, marriage? Did I lose my way anywhere along the way? And then how did I regain my focus? Does any of that resonate with you, Val, or any of our
All
callers?
All of that does. And, you know, when you talk about the anniversary of this, I look back at what we were doing a year ago. When you came on, when you first released the book. And for me, if I look at my life today compared to where I was this time last year, I can see the evidence of purpose made manifest in where I am now. And what you said about clarity, I think the thing that encapsulizes too many of us right now is the fact that we are not clear about what our purpose is. And, you know, you talked about love, and the Word of God tells us that love covers a multitude of sin. And I think that we as women especially, we can exercise that love towards others and forgiving them even when they've done all manners of evil against us. But we have a hard time with loving ourselves past our mistakes to really be able to capture with clarity what our purpose is in the earth and how we are to fulfill it. And so because we can't grasp that and we can't hold on to that, that hinders us from proceeding in our journey of life on purpose.
A lot of
so
times
all
we look
that
at the
said,
journey.
Yeah, it just makes sense, and I'm excited that you're pulling this out, and as you're assessing yourself, this gives us an opportunity to go back and maybe check ourselves from last year to now. For those who read your book, and for those who haven't, you have an opportunity. She gave you her website that you can go and get a copy of the book, but.
And you can get
for
it on
any
Amazon.
Of us, whether, absolutely.
Right.
Whether you've read the book or not, when we look at where we are in life and we look at how we are moving, Some of us are stuck because we made a bad choice.
Yeah,
you know, we're stuck.
Or we've forgotten the clarity that we received.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't commit to that. You know, we prayed for answers. We prayed for the clarity. We received the answers. But then we become distracted. And I know for me, I've always been a writer, but becoming a published author, you know, rendered me a little bit more visible. So I had to engage more online. But there were times when the engagement came at a cost. So when the engagement began to compromise some of those heart matters that I said were ultimately important to me, like being, you know, very hands-on as a mother, very hands-on as a wife, very engaged in my community through the lens of empathy, those matters were important, but sometimes the online engagement compromise my effectiveness in all those other areas that I claimed were important to me on which I had clarity. So I think for me, that book, you talk about a checklist, that book for me was like a checklist that says, okay, God, well, here are the areas in my life I'm supposed to be purposefully working in. Here are my gifts. Am I operating in my gifts? I go back and look. How am I doing in those areas? And I found that, you know, I fell off in some areas where, and I wasn't pleased, but it really required honest self-assessment, you know. Overutilization of social media meant that I probably wasn't spending as much of quality time with my own husband and with my children. Am I giving them all the attention? You know, am I available for my friends? There's balance, but it really just does require that level of contemplation. It requires that level of transparency. You really have to ask yourself, what are you doing this for? And I always have to go back to, I set out to please God's heart. You know, my writing A Journey of Life on Purpose was a call, you know, was an act of obedience. It was a call to release what might bless someone else, what might help them along their way in their transformation. And I always have to remind myself of that. It was never for the sake of popularity. It was never for the sake of celebrity. It was never for any of those things, because I know that in my serving, in my obedience, all those things would be added unto me if that is God's will. So I always had to remember that a very important part of my identity, in addition to being a Black woman, creative writer, you know, in the African Caribbean diaspora, is me being a woman of faith. So I always had to remind myself that that is a very fundamental part of who I am, and, you know, get back to the clarity of purpose that God had given me, and then be unequivocally unapologetic about it.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
So I really hope people take that time and do that.
One of the questions that you posed, that you said you asked yourself, was, you know, what am I doing this for? Why am I doing this? What really is this about that I'm putting in the effort? I think that's something that each of us should ask ourselves. If we haven't asked ourselves, why are you doing what you're doing? Who are you doing it for? Too often we are about pleasing man or pleasing flesh, but not fulfilling purpose. And as you stated, as you became aware of what it is God had called you to, then you had no problem with doing it. But then you had to recognize, God, am I doing this balanced according to what you would have me to do? Because it's not God's intent that we forsake our family to fulfill purpose, because our family and our marriage is our first ministry.
It's part
you know?
Of it. Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely.
So absolutely. I think that's good. I think that's good. That's something that we have to check ourselves on. Why are you doing what you're doing? Who are you doing it for?
Yeah. There's a power as well as a responsibility that comes with our gifts. And I really don't take that lightly. I think one of the important takeaways for me this year is that the gift comes with that responsibility. It's not only powerful, it comes with tremendous responsibility. And You know, and I really want to maintain my integrity. And it's not about perfection. It's not about, I mean, we're human, you know. So it's not about perfection, but it's really about staying on track, you know. It's about obeying our call to serve, to feed folk, whether it's spiritually and physically, and to be an example, you know, to bear witness, if you will. I mean, I'm writing now a novel which will be complete on July 10th, and not published, complete. And it goes through, it'll go through rounds of editing and all of that before it gets to the hands of a publisher. But that book, though it's fiction, is also a call. It's also an answer to God's call to release something powerful. You know, there's stories in the subplot with a mother, strong mother-daughter story that I believe will bless women, will believe it'll bless daughters to break through their relationships with mothers. You know, there's a powerful story, a testament of love in there, you know, intimate, higher level love story that I believe will bless women who might not know what that may or may not look like, you know. So all of this comes from a deeply urgent, ground-swelling place and space. And in order for me to do that work properly, I have to stay the purpose. And so I encourage women to, you know, when they do pray or ask for that clarity, to then write it down and then use that almost as a, you know, a launch pad for their actions, their subsequent actions, so that you just, you know, you keep your head about you and you keep your gifts about you, and that you do create in a way that is that's fulfilling both personally and spiritually. But she said something earlier about love, and sometimes we don't forgive ourselves. We're a little hard on ourselves. And that's something that I was hard on myself when I fell off track. You know what I mean? When things got out of balance, I was hard on myself, and I found it difficult to find the compassion for myself that I was advocating others to have for themselves. And I think God was so compassionate with me that that really helped me. And I started to come out of myself. I had to pull back, you know, go on these social media hiatuses, if you will, also to hear more from God. I just had to do that for my sanity and for my, I had to be available to receive the revelations that I was praying for. So that taught me a lot about going within. I started reading different material that I didn't read before because I really wanted to engage the spirit. I wanted to be contemplative. I wanted to hear from people that I didn't hear from before on the subject of contemplation and on the subject of stillness. And that's really, you know, grown me up as a writer. I had to withdraw to be original again and to get back into that urgent space. So I encourage women to really be compassionate with themselves, because you can't really take care of your body, your mind, your intellect without first forgiving yourself for those bumps in the road. That's part of the journey. And then just, and move on from there.
Amen. That's good. I think back to Avril, you said you mentioned about according to God's will for our lives. I think too that we as a people are not paying attention to how God has wired us, because we're all wired very differently, but yet the same, as our hearts are made tender towards Him. And because God has made each of us to fulfill a specific role in the world, something that no one else can do exactly like God created us to do, we have to pay attention because He's gifted us. You know, you're a writer and you do it so well, and I want to write, and I started writing, but I haven't had enough push in me to finish the work. You know, I'm looking at the callers on the line, I have prophets on the line, and I have teachers and preachers and pastors on the line. I have entrepreneurs on the line. I have intercessors on the line tonight
listening to this
offering. And for each of you on the line, what God has called you to, how he's wired you, pay attention to it and don't discount it. Because as you are paying attention to what takes place in your life daily, all of this is really knitting together your path, your journey of fulfillment.
Yeah.
And when you begin to look at these things and discount them, you're affecting how capable you will be to fulfill. And I look at the path that I've had to take. I had hard knocks because I wasn't paying attention to the small things and things that we would consider being insignificant. But they play a major role in your fulfillment of purpose in the earth. So, you know, I just want to encourage you, even as Minister Avril has been sharing her heartbeat and how manifestation is taking place in her writing and the new releases that are to come. It's because she paid attention to even the small things that really helped her to understand, Avril, this is purpose for you. This is not just something you like to do and you do well, but this is a part of your purpose. And so when I finally got it, that mine was empowering people, and it started off empowering women, I understood that all the stuff that I went through in life, when I felt beat down, tore up,
all of that was intentional.
God said, Val, I hardwired you to be able to go through all of that, still lift up your head and recognize in others the things that you've seen for yourself and now empower them.
Or at least turn it on. Absolutely. So none of our pain is, just sounds so cliche to say, it's not in vain, you know, what we go through. I said earlier, we survive, you know, what makes us survivors is that we remember and then we witness. Because each time we bear witness about what we've gone through, we, you know, we kind of loosen up a little bit. That's one thing. Personally, we feel better each time. But we also give other people permission to, you know, to remove some of the shame. We take some of it, we chip away at some of the shame of what other people have gone through. And we allow them the space and the permission to free up a little bit, to start speaking a little bit more openly about their own pain. And then we find that we're part of a collective. We start being engaged again, and we're not alone. And I mean, at the end of the day, we all want to feel connected. You know, and sometimes social media gives people that feeling, but there's nothing like the intimacy of connection, you know, that feeling that, you know, you're never alone and that other people go through what you go through, and they want to be healed too. You know, and I believe that God wants us to be at peace. I believe that God doesn't want us to feel shame about ourselves. I believe he wants us to be free. So if
I believe that as well.
Yeah, and if you have been gifted with a certain, if you have been given a certain gift that facilitates that process for someone else, it's cowardly of you to not step up to that. It's rather selfish because you don't think you have it all together yet. Because whether you're a published author, unpublished writer, whatever you call yourself, you have to show up and operate in that. You know, be fearless about it. But I do have a freebie. For the first caller who has a question, we'll get a free autographed copy of A Journey of Life on Purpose. If we get a question on the line, he was courageous enough to ask a question.
Amen. Is there a question on the line? If so, press 1. Don't everybody jump on it at once. the first question, we'll get an autographed copy of Avril's wonderful book. Who has our first question? I don't want to pick you because I got the power to bring you live.
Uh-oh.
I've got the power to bring you live.
Yeah.
So, Prophet Nina, Karen, Angela, Pastor Linda, Glenda. I know those names that are on the line on tonight.
Yeah.
Anybody have
a
question? Amen. So all of y'all are living life on purpose. Everybody is fulfilling their journey, and everybody got it going on. That's what you're telling me? Yeah, I knew somebody was there. Uh-huh, yeah, see, look at that. Now everybody want to talk. I'm going to bring Nina on. Prophet
okay.
Nina, how are you? What's your question or comment
Hello.
Tonight?
I'm fine. How are you? How are
good.
You, Miss Avril?
Hi, Prophet Nina. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I've enjoyed what you said, and I know writing is a way sometimes to release. Do you also use it just, do you journal as you write, or do you find that your writing is strictly for a purpose of releasing to others?
I do both. I have to do both. Now, a lot of times, some of the journal prompts turn into part of the part of the public work. But, no, I do both. I have to do it for my, sometimes I have to wrap my hands around how I'm feeling. You know, like sometimes you know how you feel something, but you can't quite identify that emotion. Where is it coming from? So
right.
Sometimes the journal writing kind of helps me to sort it out.
Okay.
I write more now for outside of the journal purposes, but I do still journal. Yeah, and my children and husband know that I never have enough journals, so they're always purchasing journals for me. So doesn't take a lot to make me happy. Yeah. So, do you write also, Prophet Nina?
I do some. We were given journals to start, but like you, I think I have three separate books that I write in at different times because no one book is with me all the time. But
right,
yeah,
right.
It's something that I've started.
Oh, it's an exceptional practice, I think, that all women should write. I think everyone should write, personally, but I definitely think as women, you know, we're balancing quite a bit of roles in our lives, and sometimes it's hard to sort off through it all. So, absolutely, it can be a very empowering experience. And I'm
Thank
assuming
you,
Minister Val has your information.
I do. We've got another question.
Good.
Avril,
okay,
Angela, I'm about
yes.
to bring you live. Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Nina.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Angela?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a question?
Good evening. Yes, how are you all doing? Good?
Doing well.
Good, and you?
Good, good. Thank you. My question was just for those of us who are trying to determine our purpose, what steps do you recommend?
Man, one thing I would recommend is looking back through your life and find out what turns you on. Like, when did you feel most alive? Another question that I had to ask myself is, what are some of the things I would do even if I was never paid for it? And I kept coming back to writing and teaching. No matter what evaluation or assessment I took, I came back to those two things, and they're very much part of my purpose. So ask yourself, when do I feel most alive? I mean, do an honest assessment by yourself. You can have somebody else ask you some questions as well, but that was a chief one for me to determine my purpose. And then, you know, the work that you would do, whether you were paid for it or not, because I find that it's often not a title or position. So that
Amen.
Has helped me quite a bit. Does that help?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Thank
you so much for
listening. We had another question, Pastor Linda, really quickly. Pastor Linda?
No, I'm good. My question has been answered. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Thank you
so much. Amen. Well, Avril, wow, that 30 minutes went quick. Listeners, thank you so much for calling in tonight. I pray that this has been a blessing for each of you, and we just pray that as we go forward from tonight, that if you are not living your journey of life on purpose, that after this dialogue and you spending time in prayer with God and in His Word, that you will begin to live your life on purpose. We love you, Avril. Thank you so much for joining us.
Love you.
Listen,
absolutely.
Be empowered. God bless you. Until next time.
Amen.